Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Dattani Talk Stuff, the shiur where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Rosh Hashanah 28. Rav Shemen Bar Abba talked about the following braisa. From where do we know regarding a Kohen who ascends to the platform to confer the Birkas HaKahuna, the three priestly blessings, that he should not say to himself, since the Torah has granted me authority to bless the children of Israel? Really, the notes point out the Kohanim are commanded to bless the children of Israel. Why would the Kohen view it in such a way? But really, they're commanded to do so. Since the Torah has given me the authority, the Gemara says, to bless the children of Israel, I shall add one blessing of my own. For example, the blessing, may Hashem, the God, your fathers, add to you 1,000 times yourselves. Hashem elokei avosechem yosef aleichem. The notes point out the Braisa selects this one for a certain reason. See the Sifsei Chachama. But anyway, why can he do this? How do we know? From that which the Torah states, you shall not add to the word that I commanded you. That is, even where the mitzvah involves only uttering words, such as here in the case of the priestly blessings, the Birkat HaKahuna, one may not add to what is prescribed in the Torah, the Sifsei Chachama points out. So he cannot add on to the blessings. And that's the idea to think about in general. A lot of times you say, why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? I'd love to do this. I'd love to do that. We have 613 commandments to begin with. Don't go looking for extra mitzvahs. Don't look for extra obligations if you can't do so, if you're not supposed to do so. Hashem gave us exactly what we need in terms of mitzvahs. Hashem gave us exactly what we need in terms of obligations. Don't think you're so great. You're so haughty, you're so arrogant that I would add this mitzvah, or I would do this one. If I was in charge of the Torah, chas v'shalom, you should ever think such a way. Don't go looking for trouble, basically. Don't go looking for things that are not there. Follow that which Hashem says. There are certain people, non-Jewish people, are supposed to do the Sheva mitzvahs but no Noach, the seven commandments of Noah, one of them being not to kill, not to murder, not to eat a limb torn from a live animal, not to be involved in immoral relations, to set up a government, things like that. There's seven of them, and of course there's subcategories in the seven. But they might say, I want to add on this or that or that. Don't go looking for trouble. Don't go looking for things. Just live a life where you just have to go by that seven. Why look for trouble? They might want to join the Jewish people. We actually dissuade converts, Garen, from coming to us. We try to turn them away three times. Why do you want to add so much onto yourself? Why do you want to live such a difficult life? You could have had an easier life, and Judaism is not a difficult life, but we're trying to dissuade converts and trying to save them. You could have lived just with the seven commandments. Why do you want to add another 600 plus to your life? Here, don't go looking for trouble. Hashem gave you the commandment to bless the people. Bless it the way that Hashem said, because that's exactly the way it's supposed to do. Do it the way that Hashem wants you to do it. Don't look for doing things that you're not supposed to do it. Do it in the way Hashem set it up, and that's the best way to live. Follow the dictums of the Torah. Don't add things. Don't subtract things. Follow what Hashem says, and that's the best way to live. So remember, Hashem set things up in a perfect formula. He looked into the Torah and made the world. Don't go looking for trouble trying to add things or detract things. That's not the way it should be. Follow in the ways of Hashem, and the life will be all the more better so for so doing, following what Hashem says to do. Join us next time as we talk Rosh Hashanah 29 here on the TTD.